Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Unlimited Realities. I am your host, Lisa Zimmer, and today we are doing a fun show. It's the holidays, and it's time to really look at who we are in regards to what we want to present in our personality. There's changes we make. There's times we go through changes. There's personality loves that we have, and we dress accordingly, and then there's other times when we feel a little more solemn. But it's the holidays, and what do you hear from your wife or girlfriend, gentlemen? And most likely you're a woman going to be listening to this show, because this is geared to women today. It's all about fashion. And what am I going to wear? Today we have fashion stylist Barbara King on the show, and she's going to be educating all of us and giving us a lot of boost about what looks best on us. Just some really incredible tips. Barbara has worked with the celebrities, but she loves working with every woman. Barbara has been in love with fashion for as long as she can remember. After attending the Fashion Institute in New York City, she began a career in fashion, image, and styling that eventually led into the writing of her book, Be Delicious Now, The Ultimate Fashion Secrets. Now, Barbara, even though she's worked with celebrities, models, and the elite, she prefers working with clients who are the woman next door, who she can help transform into the confident fashion diva and the fashionista that we all secretly love being or think we want to be but need the tips. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce my guest today, Barbara King, stylist. Welcome to Unlimited Realities, Barbara. Thank you for being my guest today. Welcome, Barbara, to Unlimited Realities. Thank you so much for being my guest today.
You're welcome. It's nice to be here, Lisa. How are you?
I am wonderful. I was just introducing you, and I don't know if you heard the introduction, but talking about how you have worked with people who also know fashion, but they don't know fashion, like celebrities, but you prefer to work with everyday women. And I want to talk about, first off, you're in your wonderful book, Be Delicious Now, The Ultimate Fashion Secret, you address so many wonderful topics that all of us as women, we look at our clothes, we look at ourselves, we put something on and we think, dear God, what can I do to make myself feel a little bit better? So when we're talking about color, I know with moods and attitudes, a lot of us migrate towards certain colors. And as I'm looking in my own closet, I'm recognizing too many, shall we say, neutral colors. I have lots of blacks, lots of whites, a few browns, and I'm seeing how I'm starting to bring in a little bit of color. But let's talk about finding our specific color. How would you feel, where do we go when we're looking for the right color for ourselves individually?
Okay, great question. So the first thing is to look at like the basics, like what you just said. You know, I've got plenty of the black, I got plenty of the brown, the neutrals. So I always start with, especially when I do a speaking engagement, I always say, can you wear white or cream? Because there really is a difference in people and what they can pull off. So here is the big tip. You look at the iris of your eyes, and whether they're white or cream, that's the color that you should be wearing in this basic white.
Oh, that is so interesting. Oh, that is so cool.
So when people go, oh, my gosh, how come I can't wear white? I'm like, because you should wear an off-white. You know, I don't ever tell somebody they can't wear a color, because everybody can wear color. It just matters on the shade, how dark, how light.
Okay.
So in white,
that makes
there's
sense.
60,000 shades of white.
Wow. So everybody could wear a white, but it would be a different, like a different hue, maybe.
Correct.
Correct? Like my daughter could wear white, I could wear cream, and it does it have a difference to do with age? Like, do you see younger people able to wear white more than older people wearing cream, or does it not matter?
It does not matter on age. It's just the matter on the whites of your eyes.
Okay.
So around the iris.
Mm-hmm. Now, when we are also, say, we're a redhead and we love to wear the color red because we think it looks wonderful with us. But as I have noticed with redheads, certain shades of red look very, very good and other shades of red look very, very bad. Can we talk a little bit about that?
Yes. So I love that you bring up a redhead because I'm married to one and my son is one. So, and it's really funny because my husband's like, I can't stand red. Like, he will totally not wear red at all. Does not matter what shade it is, he won't wear it. But he could pull off, if he would open up his mind a little bit, he could wear a darker red, you know, because it could be even burgundy. You know, burgundy can be in the family of red.
Okay.
And that's because most of them, most redheads are freckles and they see red. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
They see, you know, because they're redheads. So they're like, oh my God, I'm always looking at red. I don't, and you know, especially my son being younger, he's like, I hate being a redhead. And I'm like, love
Aww.
Being a redhead. Yeah. Like, it's so cute. But
no
it
kidding.
Really
it's
does.
so much energy redheads have. You know, it's like they have a natural highlight and color that they're carrying with them. It's just I think all redheads are just they're so lit up. You know, you can see the light around them.
They're interesting to look at all the time because
yes,
they just
yes.
have this cool color that, you know, I'm a dark hair, dark brown eyes. So it's like,
right,
oh, you know,
right.
I'm not that interesting.
right. I feel the same way. I think redheads have had a lot of spice in there. So one thing I love in your book is you have, and I love your book. Your book, ladies, you will love this fashionista book because you go in there and you get tip by tip on every page. And it's like I was going through and I'm going, that's great. Oh, yeah, you're right. You're so right about that. So I went to the color combinations, and I love your color combinations because this is like the Bible. This is like the fashion Bible piece here. And you have color combinations that go really well together. And I'm looking at her, I'm like, she's so right. And this is like, you know, in designs, even in your home but it's like you have, so with brown, with chocolate, which I love a rich chocolate brown, and you have it going with navy, pink, tan, orange, red, yellow, burgundy, white, and green, and it's like you're making it pop. I can tell from those colors you're making brown pop. Would you say that's what the idea is? Is brown is kind of a neutralizing color?
Yes, because I have a lot of people will sometimes turn away from brown. Like, you're an exception, Lisa, because a lot of people are afraid to wear brown in business because most men really don't like brown.
Okay. And
they
why
just
is
don't
that?
Like
Did you
the
find,
color.
Is it
because
is it okay? Like heavy?
It's serious. It's unapproachable.
Yeah.
You know, they
okay.
When I do speaking engagements with all men, they're like, we don't like brown. But I'll wear brown because it's an easy color to mix and match. So
okay.
Here's something
right.
that I say to people that don't like, this is when I don't make any friends. Brown and black are a no-no. Like a khaki bottom with a black top is a no-no.
Okay. Okay,
yeah.
And why is
you
that?
You know, it's just, it just doesn't look good. It just doesn't match. It's not flattering. I don't care what style you have on. It's not flattering, but it is the easiest thing, and everybody does it. Most people do it. until they hear me say not to.
I do. I see a lot of that. I see a lot of that.
Yep.
Now, there's a lot of colors that are hard to wear, like purple and green can be very hard colors for certain people to wear. Who would you have fair, medium, and dark complected people that you categorize people into their skin tone in the right colors for them,
mm-hmm.
and you have them as fair,
mm-hmm.
you have them as medium, and you have them as dark. Now, who would wear like purple? Would that be more like an olive complected undertone kind of complexion, or would that be like a darker complexion?
You know what? It would really depend on the shade of purple. Like purple is my favorite color, but I won't necessarily wear like a purple top unless it's a darker purple. So a darker shade skin tone looks really nice in a darker purple, and a lighter shade person looks better in a light color purple.
Okay, and you have tips here. You have tips in regard to light color skin looks best in sorbet colors, like pastels, where
yes.
dark color skins are more enhanced with deeper colors like burgundy and navy and chocolate. And we live in Florida, and so in the wintertime, we see a lot of white. And, you know, I've always been taught that after Labor Day, you don't wear white. So can we talk a little bit about wearing white in the winter? Because I know styles are somewhat changing, and it's, you know, there's a little bit of a morphing going on, and it might, you know, certain areas are different than other areas. Let's talk about whites, and specifically like winter whites, as we're coming into the holidays.
That's like an old, it really is an old thing that wearing white, like people from New York City will not wear white. They just won't do it. Here in mm-hmm. Florida, we can get away with it. We can get away with wearing white jeans or dressy white pants. So we can get away with it because we have weather that is warmer, but you're not going to get people, even in the Midwest, wearing white after Labor Day.
Right.
But
right.
I've thrown that out the window because I live in Florida. It really matters on the region of where you live.
What about, like, California? Is it the same as, like, Florida? Or is it more like white after?
California is the same way as Florida.
Okay.
They'll wear white all year round. Yeah.
Okay, now the big question, and this is like kind of the foundation to dressing right for your body. How do we get to know our body type? Let's talk about body type and how do we get there? How do we figure this out? Because I love how you get into your body, the body types and the different types. So let's discuss those pieces.
Okay. So
now,
go ahead.
What's the most common body type?
Okay. See that? It's the most common, I would say, would be like a pear.
Okay.
Because, yeah, see, I can't even really say that there is a common body type. So here's how you determine. You want to look at your body and say, what is the best part of my body? So for me, it's my legs. Then what you want to do is you move up and you say, do I have a short torso or a long torso? Okay. I have a long one. Okay. Do I have broad shoulders or narrow shoulders? Okay. Then you go up and you say, do I have a long neck or a short neck? So that, whatever part of your body that you like most is the part that you should accent.
Okay.
Now, in my book, I really had to be more specific with that because I couldn't really articulate that in the book. Why I went with all the different types of a body type. But I really don't think that there's a common one, And like, so mine is more like a boyish, like I've got like a an athletic type body.
Okay.
I don't have big hips. You know, I have narrow shoulders. I've got long legs. So for me, I need to make sure I accent my waistline in my legs.
Okay. Okay.
Does
so
that,
would you be
that
more of
sense?
A rectangle? Yes. So
I
that
am
would
more
be
of
more
a rectangle.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yep, yep, yep.
All right.
So you just
And
want,
then
yeah.
and then
So
you give you have tips for each size, like each style. So if you're like a triangle, you have tips for your shirt, your bottoms, your skirts, and your rectangle, and an inverted triangle. So I love that because a lot of women don't realize what does look best on their body. And once they recognize what shape their body is, it's easier for them when they're going shopping to find, you know, this type of shirt that's going to accentuate my, you know, my top or my legs or whatever. So I love how you've given little pointers in regard to the body shape on the best clothing. Now, this was one of my favorite chapters in your book. And I love Barbara's five essentials. So let's talk about Barbara's five essentials, because this
okay.
just this was so you. Barbara's
yes.
five essentials. Let's go. Go ahead. Give it to me, girl.
Okay. Okay. So you absolutely have to have a great pair of jeans. It really
okay.
is a must. It's a total must. Having tops that you can layer, you know, tank tops. Now, in that, again, body type, what's going to look best on you? Body type. So for me, I like a strappy tank top. I don't like the straps to be too thick because then it makes my shoulders look really small. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
A layered jacket. So a layered jacket could be a suede, could be a leather. You just want like a nice jacket that you can layer with. It doesn't overwhelm you. I mean, even in Florida, I still layer. I will still
okay.
layer. Okay. A great pair
okay.
of wedge shoes. Wedge, or just a shoe type that you are just drawn to. I've got some clients that are like, listen, I will not wear wedge. I only like pumps. Okay. So then we'll go with the basic pump. Yeah.
Okay.
So you just want a shoe that you can wear with dresses and slacks. And, you know, right now they're showing a lot of skinny jeans. So people are afraid to wear a heel with a skinny jean. And now that the heels are thicker, you can get away with it. Make sense?
Okay. Yes, yes,
Yeah.
yes. That makes a lot of sense, actually. And
yeah.
With the jeans, are there specific, like there's certain types of brands that may hold up better than other jeans. So when you say get a good pair of jeans, like really shop for them, right? Like really, you know, invest in a good pair of jeans is what you're saying, right?
Yeah. Yes. I
as a,
think that
as a
jeans
staple.
Is really a staple. And I mean, just spend a little bit extra money on it. You know, I mean, this is where I'm a little bit into brand names with jeans. Okay.
Right.
I mean, you know,
right.
Some people are like, I love my Levi's. Okay. Well, that's great. You can love your Levi's, but you should have one pair of designer jeans that
right.
you can dress
right.
up,
that
dress
aren't
down.
Levi's.
It's your go-to.
Right.
You know, like Sevens or AGs, Hudson, you know.
Right.
And that's a lot.
Right.
A lot. I do a lot of jean shopping for people. And you know what? It's so crazy. Not to toot my own horn, but it's always the first pair of jeans that they end up buying that I picked out. It's crazy.
Really?
Yes, it's the
and
craziest thing.
Do you find when you're looking at jeans for somebody, do you typically go for like a boot cut, or does that matter? Like, does flare matter? Does boot cut? Does skinny jeans matter on the person's body? Like, certain types of cuts of jeans aren't going to work on another type of body too.
You know, it's funny because when skinny jeans came out, I was like, so hesitant. I did not buy them for years. I was like, I look terrible in skinny jeans. And then they got the skinny jeans with the stretch. Now I'm finding that
right.
the skinny jeans I can really put on any body type.
Right.
Really body type. But boot cut, yeah, I think depending on the length of your legs, like I have one client that's like, I will only wear boot cut because I don't like wide shoes, so I'm only going to wear boot cut. So that's what we do. We buy her boot cut. She knows what she's most comfortable in. And, you know, most people know what their style is, but they hesitate because they just aren't sure. You know, they're just uncertain. So once you define it, then you're good to go.
Okay. All right. Okay, so we've got our jeans and we've got our layers. What else are our five essentials? And our wedge, right? Our wedge shoe.
And a wedge shoe, yes.
And the jacket. So there's four.
And the jacket.
And
yep.
The little black dress is the fifth, right?
The little black dress. Now, let me phrase this. So they're always talking about the little black dress. So I really like to call it the little basic dress. So it could be your favorite color dress.
Okay.
So it
So
it doesn't always have to be, you know, a black dress. Even though people think and say that they look skinny in black, it's really not true.
Yes. Right. And what is that about black, you know, getting the rep for making you look skinny? Because when you're in kind of like monochrome, doesn't that kind of elongate your body anyway, unless it's like yellow or like orange?
Monochromatic is always slimming. But I have some clients that say, I don't like wearing monochromatic. It cuts me off. It doesn't show my figure. It makes me look shorter. So everybody. Yeah. I mean, you know, people have their stuff when it comes to clothes.
Right.
You would think, right?
Yes, right? I know. And, you know, since I have met you, I'm doing this cleanse of my own closet. So I've got these bags in my closet on the floor, and I just go through like every day. It's like, yeah, I haven't worn that in a while. That goes. I'm not loving it. That goes. And so it's like you've already influenced me.
I'm so glad. Well, that's what I wanted to be. You know, I wanted people to be inspired that, you know, you could do it yourself. You know what you're wearing. You know what you're not wearing. And if you're not loving it, get rid of it. Just get rid of it.
Get rid of it. And I also love that you put this little tip in there because it does – this is like one of my fashion issues when I see this is – when you wear a jean jacket with your blue jeans, and 9 times out of 10, it's going to be 2 completely different blues. And please don't do it, right? Please?
Please don't do it. Now there has been younger people can get away with it. Teenagers can totally get away with it because now they're really showing that a lot. And I think, even I need to add in a jean jacket to the basics because it is so essential.
Right.
I mean, I went and worked out this morning. I had to go pick something up right after. I didn't want to look all sweaty and gross, so I threw my jean jacket on top of my workout.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's a good – people are afraid to wear a jean jacket.
Right, and it's a great – it's great to just put it on, and it changes the whole personality of what you're wearing. You know?
It totally does.
No longer do you look like you just worked out, you know.
Exactly. That's I didn't want to happen because I had to go somewhere in an area that's kind of nice, and I thought, oh, I don't want to look all sweaty. So yeah, throw a jean jacket on. Felt so much better.
Right. now here's a topic that's very underrated, no pun intended, but it's our underwear. Now let's talk about underwear because it seems to really be the basis of how we start to feel. Like if we're putting on old underwear, isn't it kind of like a not as wonderful a feeling as if we're putting on newer underwear?
Well, and this is what I say. I say to people, listen, it's the first thing that your body touches. Why not
right.
be comfortable, new, elegant, pretty? Like, I am so about my undergarments looking in their best shape ever. I mean,
oh, that's nice.
You got to do it. Do it for yourself because, it is so important. And I'm just so big on this to spend money on your bras and underwear. And,
you've
got to replace them.
It's my mother's in my head. It's like, you have to have clean underwear on because what if you got in an accident? Well, of course you're going to wear clean underwear. You know, I mean, that's just a disgusting statement. But
that is so, I'll never forget when doing this business, a psychotherapist said to me, Barbara, pay attention when you go into people's closets. And if you go in through their underwear drawer, if they've got holes in their underwear, that tells you where their self-esteem is.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, yes. Every woman who's listening to this is going to go through her underwear drawer when the show is over and they're throwing out every holy pair of underwear they own. I guarantee you. Oh, myself included. I'm going to go through it. I'm going to say, a little bit of elastic is showing here. Got to go.
Serious. It's so important. I can't even tell you. I mean, seriously.
Oh, that's wonderful. And you know what what is true and I don't do often, but you have a little piece in here in the book about it. And it's really true because I know when I do it, how different I feel. But you talk about matching sets, like a matching colored bra with your underpants, like, a black bra and a black pair of underwear. And
yeah.
I know for myself, if I have matching underwear on, I feel fierce.
Oh, isn't that awesome? Because
fierce, but it's a very interesting subtle dynamic that goes on in your psyche, and it's just you feel more. There's some psychological feeling of feeling more pulled together. I don't know. It's weird.
Totally.
I guess I'm gonna have to match my underwear more.
Imagine,
okay,
you know what else,
Barbara?
I match my pajamas.
Do you?
Like I have to have my pajamas have to match.
Well, I'm kind of anal like that too. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I just feel.
Yeah, because it's almost like why wear anything that, unless you have to, why not look wear what's going to feel good and make you feel good and make you feel together? And that's really what it's all about, because you provide this incredible service for women who, we all go through transformations in our lives, and we all go through shifts, and there's times in our lives when we need to re-identify ourselves, reclaim who we are, or, put a different twist on what we like, whether we're, divorcing or widowed or, going through a health challenge. There's changes that we go through, and that's what I love about this, is that you allow women to say, okay, look, here's what you're all about. This is what you love. But let's make these pieces that you love work best for you. It's not like you're it's not like you're taking a hippie and trying to make them corporate dresser. You're taking their personality from where they're at, and you're working with what they're all about. So I love the piece in What's in Your Closet. Because that really is, it's that piece where people kind of dig deeper, don't you think? It's like they go in and they look at their pieces a little differently. It's kind of like, well, I've held on to this, and it's been like this psychological pull. But how do you go into these closets and make sense out of it? Because that's got to be a gift.
It really is. I mean, oh my goodness. I mean, I could write just a book on just what I found in people's closets. That's a whole other
love
thing.
The piece. I love the story about the woman's closet where you found money in a box that she didn't know she had, and tennis bracelet.
I thought,
you must
crazy.
Have been her new best friend.
Yes, she was so loving me. It was awesome. But so the way I work is, I go through literally every piece, and we go through, do you wear it? What do you wear it with? How come how come it's still in your closet? And I mean, it goes pretty fast. And then I usually, the best thing is for people to try things on for me, because then I could say, okay, no. And then there's a lot of duplicates in people's closets. I mean, I just had a recent client that I've been shopping for years. And she finally let me in her closet. And I was like, I cannot believe you have not had me in your closet. Because mostly people will say, why don't you come in my closet first, see what I have, and then we could shop. But this particular client, we were focusing just on business attire, because all of her business attire was like it just wasn't appropriate. She wanted to step it up. So we always focused on that. So I was like, I gave her such a hard time because we got rid of so much. I was like, are you kidding me? And people are afraid to have space in their closet. It's crazy.
And what is that? What is it? Is it because they feel like that now they really don't have anything to wear? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Or is it like a pack rat kind of feeling?
It's just like, oh my gosh, now I have nothing to wear. But yet we create more outfits from having less.
Ah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now that is always intriguing to me because, see, people like you just intrigue me to no end. I would love to have you every day in my closet saying, put this on, this on, this on, this on, and use this. Because it's like I'll stand there and I'll be in my underwear and I'm walking around and I go from one side to the other and it's like I pull this out and I pull this out. And I'm thinking, actually when I'm taking a shower, I'm trying to calculate what outfit I'm going to wear so I can cut down from my husband on my prep time. So, it's one of those things where, you are like, you're offering women this incredible gift. And you know what I found interesting in your book, which I just started doing, I'm such a late bloomer, is layering with what you were just talking about, layering with a long tank top. It's like, it's phenomenal for things, isn't it? Like, let's talk about layering tank tops. Let's talk about that, just that, right now.
I love that. So I get a lot, clients are always like, okay, I don't like my belly. I don't like them, and I don't want to wear Spanx. So tank tops will give that illusion of a flatter stomach.
Ah.
Because you're layering. Yeah, that's why it's so awesome. And it gives you a waistline. See, when people wear baggy clothes, it's not flattering. You look bigger. So my clients, I teach them to take the tank tops, throw on with like a blouse, treat your blouse like a jacket. But layering layering tank tops will also give you color. You can really work a lot of different colors with your tank tops. And, bring in color. Yeah.
Right.
And you don't want to have, you don't want to have more than three colors working in your wardrobe. If you do, you got to pair it with a necklace that has all those colors working together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like right now, I've got a pair of black jeans on with a black tank top underneath and then this cute little top that it shows the back. So I only have two colors going on. So I'm going to accent jewelry with the top that I'm wearing.
Ah, so are you going to wear a color with the jewelry or just jewelry that's like gold, silver, base that's going to bring out
I'm going to wear a color. I'm going to wear, because I've got these black jeans, skinny jeans on, and I'm like, I need to bring in color. So I'm going to wear like a colorful, not pearls, but colorful jewels. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That will
okay.
have this. Yeah. So then it just really livens
wonderful.
Up the. Yeah. So I've got like a great, you know, in my social media, I do a style of the week so they can kind of see how I put outfits together.
Yes, and let me add, listeners, her website is her name, BarbaraKingStyling.com, and I'm just going to spell it out for you so you have it. It's Barbara King Styling, BarbaraKingStyling.com, and Barbara King Styling. And it is a wonderful website. What a chock full info of information you have on there, Barbara. Now, when you are, you know what I love also, and this is also something I learned late in life. Yes, I'm a late bloomer, but you know, there's this.
It's better late than never, Lisa.
I know, honey, but I needed you like, you know, 20 years ago. So it was. In so many ways. So it's like, you know, I understand these pieces like, okay, you have a basic good jacket, you have a basic good pair of pants or jeans, and you have a good basic top. But then, like, how do you jazz that up? Well, you jazz it up with accessories. So let's talk about how accessories really pull an outfit together. Because, you know, you can put on a pair of jeans and a top and a pair of shoes, and you can put on a pair of jeans, a top, and a pair of shoes in the same outfit and put on accessories, and you look 10 times different. And let's talk about how much accessories help an outfit.
Oh, my gosh. It's everything. So I always say to people when I do speaking engagements, I don't leave the house without putting jewelry on because I feel very feminine. I feel pretty. Mm-hmm. And I do it for me. But an outfit – Just because it's what people will see first. You know, people always see color,
right.
And then they're going to see your jewelry. I mean, it is between night and day, honestly. And people will say to me, my clients will say, "Oh, I forget," or "Oh, I can't." It's kind of a pain because I don't know what to put it with. But layering jewelry, wearing jewelry. I don't even get rid of my jewelry because jewelry really does not go out of style.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
it really doesn't.
And so when you are picking jewelry, can you have can you mix custom pieces with like cheaper jewelry? Can you mix and match? Let's talk a little bit about that because I know a lot of people are afraid to mix and match like cheap jewelry with expensive jewelry or vice versa.
Yeah. So, there is a fine line to that. But you can mix golds and silvers. The only thing I'm not a big fan, you know, pearls are pearls. I mean,
right.
You can maybe, you know, it really just depends on the style that you're looking at. You know, if you put like a gold cross with pearls,
okay.
Not the end of the world, you know.
Okay.
I don't really see a lot of pearls with silver.
Right.
But you could, you know, there's a lot of times where I'll take people's fine jewelry and I'll pair it with, you know, a fashionable piece just to give it some bling or to make it not look so dressy. Okay.
Right.
But even
right.
just having a simple, like a little simple necklace that has like a little stud on it, you know, a little diamond thing. I mean, that's always so pretty.
Right.
I do it all. I mean, I wear chunky. I wear long. I wear layers. But a lot of people get overwhelmed. So just like start really simple. Just start simple.
You and know, I also
like how
you're going. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. Understand, like, knowing the length of necklaces that are good for your body type. So if somebody has, like, a large bust, they're not necessarily going to wear jewelry that hits them right at the bust. You want to go below or go above.
Okay. Good advice. Very good advice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you have some good tips on that as well. And one of them that comes in is make a promise to yourself that you put a different piece of jewelry on every day, even if you're doing house chores, because it's something that you do for yourself and no one can take that away from you. Think of jewelry as a box of big chocolate without the calories. I love that. I love that advice because there's you know, I've only now started to bring out a lot of jewelry to wear that has been sitting in my jewelry boxes for years. And it's, you know, it's fun. It's fun to wear jewelry, but for whatever reason, you know, I always had kids or I always had little kids, and for many years I just wouldn't wear a lot of jewelry because they would pull on it. Well, then I got into the habit of not wearing a lot of jewelry. And I like jewelry because I like how it makes me feel and I like how it, you know, pulls together with an outfit. But you have, like, you go into, like, the shoes and the belts and the sunglasses and watches and bracelets and hats. And, you know, it's wonderful the options that accessories offer us, even with scarves and things like that. So I love what you were able to bring up for me specifically in reading this on things that I was like, okay, I could try that. That's not too outlandish for my personality. I could handle doing something a little like that.
Right. And then, yeah, and whenever you're looking for jewelry in the stores, you want to try it on.
Okay.
Don't just assume it's going to look good on you. And then think of the outfit you're going to wear the piece with. That helps, too.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That makes sense. Because a lot of times
I'll see
something and it'll be like, oh, yes. And then I do bring it home and it's like there's only like two things I could really wear it with because it's – you know, it's one of those pieces, okay, now, this is astounding to me because I don't fear shopping, but apparently some women do fear shopping. So let's talk about some of the fears that women encounter in, like, what you have to go through in getting them comfortable with shopping again. Why do you think some women have difficulty with shopping?
Okay, couple reasons. They're scared that things aren't going to fit them. They're worried so much about the size. What if I'm a 10 instead of an 8?
Okay.
And then the other couple fears is that they think that they don't dress their age appropriate. That's a big one. Yep. And then they fear mixing and matching of fabrics. And then they fear that they're already wearing the same thing that they have in their closet. They haven't ventured out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And when you're working with somebody and they're trying to discover what they like or trying to discover a new style for themselves, is there something that you find in their personality that you work with and pull out? Are there certain areas or questions that you work with them on in what they're looking for? Or do you find most people are looking for you to give them the ideas? Or is it both?
You know what? It's all of that. You know, I really factor in the personality, their age, their lifestyle, what they've previously done to change it up, and just frankly to give them new ideas that they, you know, because the clients will go, well, I didn't think I was able to do that, or I didn't think I was allowed to do that. And I'm like, yeah,
right.
You're allowed to do that. You know, they need permission.
Okay. That's true. You know, I think a lot of times they need somebody else to say, yes, that looks good on you. And what has made icons like Jacqueline Kennedy stand out for decades as, you know, a fashionable icon where, you know, her style never goes out of style. Her image is always...
Kept her style so simple, and she kept it perfect for her body type. She didn't veer away from what her body can't wear. So
wonderful.
So I have people, I have clients who are like, they've got to follow the trends. And I really deter people from doing that because it's not realistic. You know, your body doesn't trend. I mean, your body will trend in weight, but your body style does not trend. I've never said that before. That was really good.
That was good. I liked that. I really liked that. Now, and it's true because I think, you know, women will see something on a mannequin and they'll think it looks good on them, and the mannequin's like a size 0 and they're a size 12. And, you know, it's like there, you know, there has to be some sort of like mirror image.
Like,
I don't, you know, what is that?
Yeah.
What, where can we go with that? Like how can we get
past
that? Go ahead. How can we get past that?
Okay. So if you see something on a mannequin and you're like, oh my gosh, I love that. It may not be the particular style that you love. It could be the color that you love. So sort of determine, like there's a lot that I look at and I go, oh, I wish I could wear that. But I know my body would look terrible. So I'll find things that look better. Like the one thing that I cannot get away with, and I've tried a million times, so it doesn't hurt to try, and you already know, is a jean skirt. I look terrible.
I cannot pull it off either. I know.
I
cannot pull a jean skirt out off at all.
And it bums me out because obviously I love my jean jacket. I love jeans. I mean, I would just love to wear a jean skirt, but I can't do it. And so now I just live carelessly through my daughter, who's 9, and I put her in a jean skirt. She looks adorable.
Live vicariously through the kids.
Yes.
Well, I think that that's a great plan, though. I mean, honestly, you know, jeans. But the thing with jean skirts is I have yet to find a jean skirt that really is flattering in the front, because a lot of times they'll put like the buttons or the zippers or the whatever in the front, and it just pooches you out. You know, it's not a flattering cut. You know,
it's not a. Yeah, I know. Maybe I should design a jean skirt that works for
our body.
You
should create a flat front jean skirt that zips up the side.
Yes. Thanks, Lisa. Just give me another project to do.
And when you're done with that, I have this other thing that I need made, like these wonderful things that do you sew too? Are you like this whole wonderful, incredible,
you know,
do you do that?
Oh, you know what? I don't, but you know what? I have been thinking about seriously going to school and learning to sew.
Oh, how cool.
It's so needed. It's so needed.
Yes.
And I mean, I'm always, you know, tweaking an outfit for a client, and then I have to refer it out. Where if I could do it for them, that would be the most ideal.
Right. Now, I exactly. It would be a win-win. And you know, the thing that I see, we were talking about the fear of shopping, and then you have this great section on the pros and cons of shopping online that that are great pieces that people need to like realize when they're shopping is, you know, some things are just really hard to picture yourself in if you can't try it on, and when you get it home, it's just not looking like it did online. You know, how do you, when you go shopping with a client, are you working with them in a capacity of introducing new ideas they may not have thought of as well? Like, that might be I could imagine that could be a touchy area with some people who are a little hypersensitive with their look. But How do people receive new input from you on style? Like, that style that you've been wearing for 20 years doesn't work for you. This style would work much better. Are they a little shy about trying a new style? What's your experiences with that?
You know what? It's not really like a shyness. It's a hesitation, and they had this feeling like there's no way I can pull that off. Like, let's say a jumpsuit. They're like,
okay,
I would love to wear a jumpsuit. Now, to me, because of the different styles of jumpsuits that are out there right now, a lot of body types can get away with it. You just have to find the right one for your body type. So I'll be like, just try it on. So most of the time when people are working with me, they're ready for the change and they're not hesitant. There are times where clients will go, there's no way that's going to work. And I was like, okay. So I follow their lead, but there are moments where I'll say, please just let me see it on you. And then they'll try it on and they'll be like, oh my gosh, I never thought this would look good. I mean, and then vice versa. This is going to look amazing on you. And then we put it on and it's terrible. You know, because now the reality is the fabrics are made a lot cheaper. So your clothes are not lasting as long. And they don't really necessarily, the baby boomers, they're not focusing on. They focus on these young kids because they think they're the spenders.
Right. So it's almost as if unless you are getting some really good, solid pieces to work with, then the other pieces, they're kind of like transitional pieces, if you will, almost. Like you focus on a lot of like staples, like good staples, good name brand staples. And then a lot of the other pieces that you're talking about, like the cheaper fabrics and things like that, those are like the pieces that come and go, like trendy tops or trendy pieces. And then those are the pieces like you would want to replace more often or more frequently, correct?
Exactly. Because, I mean, a tank top's never going to go out of style. Jeans are always going to be in. You know, jackets are all, you know, so it's just, you know, it's having those basics and then fluffing it with other pieces to give
Wonderful.
Your wardrobe character. Yeah.
You know, and what I love, because you are such a natural, effervescent person. You're so outgoing. You're so loving. You're such a big heart. And you can't help but love you when you meet you. I mean, your energy is contagious. So, you know that when you're working with a client, it's more than just about their clothes. You're really working from the inside out, and you're really working on a level of empowering the woman to redefine herself and feel more confident in what she's doing and what she's going about in doing in her life. And like I said earlier, you know, we all hit these pivotal milestones in our lives where change is inevitable. We have to create change, and we have to create more of a change of what's empowering to us. And this is why I feel that it's so important. This is such an understated importance for women, because how we look and how we feel really goes hand in hand with our self-esteem and what we project into the world. And oftentimes we don't really realize that, you know, that faded out shirt or whatever schlop we're schlepping around in isn't really feeding our self-esteem.
feeding your soul. It's so true.
Right.
You know, it's right. And people will dress color-wise how they feel. I was a little bit down today. You know, this morning I was a little bit down. So I'm wearing black today. That explains it.
See? And I find myself gravitating towards colors like that too. And it's interesting because I work from home. So, you know, oftentimes and I work from home every day and I'm on the phone every day with clients. So oftentimes I'll be in a t-shirt and yoga pants and I'm doing, you know, my work and clients will say, well, can I see you in person? And in my head, I'm saying to myself, well, that means I have to put makeup on and get dressed. That's a little bit different. But I also know when I do put put makeup on or I'm dressed and I'm wearing something more presentable, I come across a little bit differently. So I do
recognize. Isn't it amazing?
It is amazing when you wear something, it's how you feel, and it's a very subtle feeling. It's a very subtle emotional boost or a casual feel. And and so I went through my husband's closet as well after, you know, when I met you and you inspired me in my closet.
Aww.
I went through my husband's too, and he's got a big pile. And it's like, look, you haven't worn this, and you haven't worn this, and this looks like hell on you. And so he's getting a fashion makeover as well with your book,
Aww.
Be Delicious Now, The Awesome. Ultimate Fashion Secrets by Barbara King. And I want to also encourage our listeners to go to your website, BarbaraKingStyling.com, and also arrange a styling session with you if you live in Southwest Florida. You also do a lot of seminars. You've worked with Dillard's, and you've shown a lot of corporate and you're guiding a lot of people in how to work with clothing. So let's talk a little bit before we have to go about you working with Dillard's and more of a corporate feel in regards to the individual as well as doing other venues for yourself.
Yeah, so I get calls from corporations who want their employees to come and learn more about Dress for Success. So at this point, you know, I can go to any department store, but Dillard's has really a nice array of work clothes that are not super expensive because most people don't want to spend $1 million on
right.
their work clothes. You know, they'd rather do that
right.
for their active wear, but for their work clothes, they're like, oh, I don't want to spend that much money. So it's just a good store to use because they have everything and lots of different styles, lots of
right.
different name brands. You know, it's just a nice store
right.
to, and a lot of people don't know it. But I also can work with anybody who's at a, you know, in a different state because I can do FaceTime. And I've done clients in Arizona, California. I have tons of clients that I work with online, and I help them.
Oh,
with their
wonderful!
I mean,
that's great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
so,
that's
yeah,
great. Yeah, they
just
can model for you and show you, you know,
yeah.
the Skype and all of that. That would be awesome.
Yeah. It's so fun. I mean, I've had a client in Arizona. We literally did her entire wardrobe online on FaceTime, and then we went shopping.
Oh,
it was
you're
so fun.
Kidding. That is so cool.
No. Yeah. So.
Oh,
I mean,
that is so cool.
Thank God for technology, right?
Right?
Because I'm not,
right?
you know, I don't have to be, you know, I don't have to live and only do my work here, you know?
Right. You can be everywhere.
I mean, that was
That's why I want everyone to know where they can find you on your website, BarbaraKingStyling.com. And please book an appointment and get your styling bug taken care of and get your fashionista on. And again, Barbara, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. You are a lovely guest. It's so much fun,
Aww,
so much vibrant.
Thank you.
And everybody, you can find Barbara King's book, Be Delicious Now, The Ultimate Fashion Secrets, at Amazon.com. And Barbara is also the owner of BK Yoga Studio of Naples on US 41. It's a wonderful yoga studio. It's where I go to work when I'm in Naples. And she is a wonderful, wonderful yoga instructor as well. But she has been doing this styling fashionista for years, and you will love Barbara when you work with her. So Barbara,
awesome.
Again, thank you so much for gracing us today on Unlimited Realities. You are just a light, and I can't wait for you to come into my closet and tell me how to make myself look delicious, because I
Yay!
Need you in my closet.
thank you so much. I adore you too.
Oh, thank you so much for being on. And everybody,
Absolutely.
Tune in for Barbara at BarbaraKingStyling.com and get your fashion on. God bless you all till next week. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.